Juneteenth holds special meaning for descendants of the last known slave ship to come to the U.S. A wealthy Alabama plantation owner smuggled more than 100 kidnapped Africans aboard the Clotilda and then sunk the ship. The discovery of the shipwreck is drawing new attention to the survivors and the community they founded after emancipation. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Tour guide Vernetta Henson navigates me over some railroad tracks just north of downtown Mobile.
You are officially in Africa Town.
It's bound by the tracks on one side, water on the other three.
Once you get to this light, you're going to make a right turn. And see, that used to be a store.
There's no commerce now, only heavy industry and a busy highway cutting through the neighborhood. Henson's great-great-grandparents, Polee and Rose Allen, were smuggled here on the slave ship Clotilda in 1860. Once freed, they helped found Africa Town.
I'm going to show you some of the shotgun houses that they built and why they were trying to get close to the water. They felt like they could use that water and go back home.
Back home to Africa. But they never made it, instead preserving their homeland's language and traditions in a self-governed enclave of family homes about a five-mile area. Henson, who is 73, says when she was young, Africa Town was a vibrant community. Now, many homes are abandoned and boarded up, years of neglect showing. There's new scrutiny on what's become of Africa Town since journalist Ben Raines discovered the Clotilda in the Mobile River 3 years ago. It's a treasured artifact that will help fill out the whole picture of America's history of slavery, says Alabama State archaeologist Stacy Hathorn.
It's the only known slave ship in U.S. waters.
And the wooden schooner is evidence.
This was a crime. It's the last recorded incident we have of people bringing slaves to the United States. And then we have the ship. You know, it's in fragile condition, but the vast majority of it's still there. And it's pretty amazing.
The story goes, on a bet, a wealthy plantation owner and shipbuilder named Timothy Mayer hired a captain to bring kidnapped Africans to Mobile 50 years after the Atlantic slave trade was abolished. With federal prosecutors on his tail, the Clotilda was scuttled upriver and set afire to hide evidence of the voyage. But the muddy river preserved the vessel for 150 years. Hathorn says archaeologists got their first complete look at it last month.
The most important thing we learned is that it's in at least two pieces. Part of the stern has broken away and is buried beneath the mud.
Divers recovered some artifacts, including decking and a cast iron steering mechanism with a bit of rope on it. Those are being preserved at the Mobile History Museum and will eventually be displayed at a new museum under construction in Africa Town. It's one of several developments centered on this history. Work has begun to create a federally recognized blue way along Africa Town's waterfront, for instance. And the Clotilda is the subject of new films. Even a song.
Matilda's on fire off the Alabama coast.
It's from blues singer Shamika Copeland.
People still come from miles around to praise the folks of Africa Town.
We want to restore this community to its rightful place in history.
Darren Patterson is president of the Clotilda Descendants Association. He says for too long, the slave history of Mobile was hidden. Patterson is the great-great-grandson of Polee Allen. Growing up, his family kept that heritage a secret, fearing it was too dangerous to talk about, in part because the wealthy descendants of the slave trader, Timothy Mayer, owned much of the land in and around Africa Town, and they still do. Patterson says people want to come here to learn the Clotilda story.
There's a reckoning going on in the world. It's not just Mobile. People who've been oppressed are now rising up saying, okay, no more. And who better to be at the forefront of that discussion than the voice of the Clotilda descendants?
Patterson says descendants are finding inspiration in the resilience of the Clotilda survivors. And genealogist Lou Tolman is helping.
You may think it kind of odd that a white guy whose ancestors were slave owners and were fought vigorously for the Confederacy would be so interested in black genealogy.
Tolman, a retired policy consultant in Maryland, is originally from Mobile. His family founded the town of Tolmanville, not far from Africatown. He never heard about the Clotilda as a child.
What I think is that we need to look now at what the consequences were of their actions and try to fix them, because we know better.
Tolman hopes his work can help foster reconciliation.
So how are you doing, Vernetta?
Real good. It's mighty hot down here.
Tolman and Vernetta Henson recently connected on a video phone call to compare notes on what they've uncovered. Henson has collected scores of obituaries of the Clotilda descendants, records that Tolman uses to create family trees and more. Once freed, the Africatown settlers continued to work for the Mayer family that enslaved them and used their wages to acquire land and lumber to build homes and plant farms.
They had to devise a way to survive rather than live. That was their main function, learning how to survive.
Tolman has helped Henson fill out the story of her great-great-grandfather Poley Allen's influence.
He bought 2 acres early on, and he built his own house with his own hands, but with help from other people. So they all worked cooperatively to build each other's houses so it wouldn't cost them anything.
When you really start looking at your family and say, golly, we really did have a big family that contributed a lot to the American dream.
That spirit will be celebrated Sunday with a Juneteenth festival in Africatown. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Mobile, Alabama.